Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah Rastafari. Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat. Welcoming HaShabbat. Welcoming the Sabbath. The six Psalms. The six Psalms. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Avodah, it consists of three distinct components, a series of six Psalms, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem, the Ana B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn, Lecha Dodi, come my friend, Lecha Trad Dodi, trod my beloved, trod my friend, come my friend. And thirdly, Psalm 92, superscribed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a shir, a song for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening. The Friday evening psalm, Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So what are the six psalms? Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for what is known and called the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. The custom of reciting, of chanting six psalms before the hymn of Lecha Dodi, come. Try Lecha, Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my beloved. That is the heart of this Avodah, 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 this service. This is ascribed to Rebbe Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. Although there is some dispute, some say it was much older from the time of the Yehudi, the black Jews, the black and the brown Jews of Europa, of Europe, prior to 1492. But this Kabbalat Shabbat hymn, Lecha Dodi, is ascribed to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. The first of these psalms begin with the words, Lekhu niranena l'Adonai, Lekhu, Lekhu niranena l'Adonai, l'ranena l'Yahuwah, come. Let us, make I and I, sing before Jehovah. The six psalms, they all express the theme of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty. Sovereignty. And symbolize the six working days of the week, the six working days of the Shabuah, of the seven, of the strong. For each day, we say a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation that acknowledges Ha-El, as Melech, as king, as Negus, even as Negus and Negesen, ruler of the universe, ruler of the universe, universal ruler. A psalm of Mizmor for the seventh day is said right after the Lecha Dodi, after the come, my friend, come, my beloved, my lover. There is a view that the recitation of six psalms before the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, can be traced back to the 9th century CE, the 9th century of what they call the Christian era, the AD time, Anno Domini. According to this view, the recitation of six psalms, not necessarily the same ones that we, I and I say today, this was instituted in Babylonia, in Babylon, with the black Jews of the Babylonian during this time to commemorate the long and discontinued practice of blowing six shofar, rams, horn, blast to signal the approaching Shabbat, the Senvet Ken, the Sabbath day. This would be done at regular interviews every Friday afternoon during the days of HaHekal, during the days of the temple, according to Shabbat 35b. The last of the six psalms, Psalm 29, which is superscribed Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le David, Psalm of David, has special symbolic significance. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, suggests a connection between this Mizmor, this psalm, and the Amidah, the standing prayer, the Amidah. The reason that the weekday Amidah was first organized around 18 berkot, blessing, barakas, and the Shabbat Amidah around 7 barakot or barakas, blessing, was to relate it to the psalm, to the mizmor, where Ha Elohim's name, the true good, the true God, Ha Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, where Elohim's name is mentioned, where the Hashem is mentioned, the name is mentioned 18 times, while the phrase Kol Adonai, Kol Yahuwah, voice of Adonai, Adonai, is used 7 times, according to Barakot 28b, 29a. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, also suggests that this mizmor, this psalm, contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three barakot, blessings, first three barakas in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17b. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation's symbolic association with the weekday, the Shavua, the strong, and the Shabbat Amidah, the Sabbath Amidah, standing prayer, may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekday, from the Shavua, to the Shabbat, and why it became customary to stand or rise to stand while saying it. A short prayer of the mystics, the Ana Bekoach, was appended to Psalm 29 by the Kabbalist. The prayer is ascribed to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions 7 designations for the names, the Shemot of Elohim, the names of the true good, the names of the true God. Nora, Nora, awesome one. Nora, terrible one. Nora, dreadful one,
dreadful one.
Nora,
dreadful one.
Nora. Gibor, mighty one. Gibor, mighty one. Gibor,
Gibor.
Chasin, almighty. Chasin, almighty. Chasin,
Chasin,
Chasin. Kadosh, Isla one. Kadosh, holy one. Kadosh, set apart one. Kadosh,
Kadosh.
Yachid, one and only. Yachid, one and only. Yachid,
Yachid,
Gaeh, Gaeh, exalted one. Gaeh, exalted one. Gaeh,
Gaeh, Gaeh, Gaeh.
Yodeya, Ta'alumot. Yodeya,
Ta'alumot.
Knower of inmost thoughts. Yodeya, Ta'alumot. Knower of the innermost, of the innocent of thoughts within. Yodeya, Ta'alumot. These designations are said to correspond to the 7 voices, the 7 voices of Elohim, the true good, the true God, mentioned in Psalm 29. Furthermore, this prayer contains 42 words. This prayer contains 42 words, 42 devarim, words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, a phrase consisting of 42 letters that was once used as a substitute for the tetragrammaton, for the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, according to Kedushin 71a. That name and its meaning, some say, are unknown to us, or many of us, today. The 6 Psalms for the Kabbalat Shabbat,
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 Shabbat shalom, send
that shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
send
that shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
send that shalom.
Yeah!
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 Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbed ken. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilk, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Six days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Vayekulo, 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 vayekulo. From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretza VeKol HaZeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretza VeKol HaZeva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Melaketo Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom hashavi'i mikol melakato asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashavi'i vayakadesh oto ki voa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath. That is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Irei Shan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayekulu, the Vayekulu, Vayekulu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikalu, the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the He, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod He Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayikalu, and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. Vayikalu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaTzva'am. The sixth day the heavens and the earth were completed in all their hosts. Vayikol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Me'ala'ikato Asher Asa. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota Bayom HaShavi'i Mikol HaMilaketo Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et Yom HaShavi'i Vayakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShavi'i and sanctified it. Vayakadesh Oto. Because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavo shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Shabbat day.
seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning Jah created the heaven and the earth, then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my help and my strength, so shall I fear. He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. My guide in my resting and my rising, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide when Philistines come down upon me, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to fall, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. So who shall I fear? He's my guide from the vampire. So who shall I be afraid?
Jah is my king.
Shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Ase Sigabu. Kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu as they enter the kedase. Kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity yemiyazemutno. Shall sing, shall chant, eyes.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Besem Ma'ab, Weweld, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp, with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of magic. mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundering. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
Anna, Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna, Bekoach. Gedulata, you mean the katir and serura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata, you mean the katir and serura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amica. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica. Zankaveid, zankaveid, zankaveid. Tahereinu. Nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zankaveid, zankaveid, zankaveid. Tahereid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Barkeim. Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkeim, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e. Le Ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shau atenu kavel, accept our cries. Shau atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, ushma, ushaik atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ivory and ivory.
Adonai.
John! Rastafari.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year, I live it. Raised in the heart of all man forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
Jah. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Elikrati kala bne shabati enikavala. We, I and I, will welcome HaShabbat, welcome the Sabbath. Come, my friend, to meet the bride. Make I and I welcome the presence, a presence, a presence, a presence, a presence, a presence, a presence.
Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet.
Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala.
To be repeated after each stanza.
Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala.
Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai was heard.
Wa echad ushmo echad
wa hiubi Jehovah
Yah chaja echad ushmo echad.
Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad,
L'chem U'ula Kitareta,
V'tehila.
In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame.
L'kadodi l'ikrati akala, b'nei shabati n'kabala.
Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days.
The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways.
The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design.
The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine.
Blessings I vine.
Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala B'nei Shabbati Nikabala.
Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests.
Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing.
Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I.
Lift up thy face.
Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace.
Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabati nikapala.
Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire.
Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire.
thy redemption is near, thy weeping will cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearning for peace. Lecha dodi elik ratikal, v'nei shabbati nikabalah. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elik ratikal, v'nei shabbati nikabalah. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kalla, p'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati kalla, p'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kalla, p'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in him, Salam.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Bemez Mor Zawi, Zetina Hule. Besama Abba, well, women first Kadu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Haile.
Rastafari. I judge your way,
a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10th string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place to get them all. We call we I and I go. Sure, you find your bliss in our life. Your face look different this time. Your fight with petition and prayer, balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelites. Where Babylon be like, trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. Oh, the root of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Jewelers Society, LOJS. Yeah! The Maui Highly Stand. I judge your way on.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophets. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name, for you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved, for you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds, for you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
your
Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
All King.
Beraki Yahuwah et yom haShabbat. Wayak ad she, the 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 she. Home prayers for Sabbaths and festivals. The Kiddush, the prayer of sanctification, the prayer of setting apart, the Kiddush. The fourth commandment, it bids I and I to remember the Sabbath day. L'kadsho. To keep it set apart, to keep it holy. L'kadsho. In Exodus 20 and 8. This is done by abstaining from all walk, all work. But l'kadsho, to keep it holy, to keep it set apart, can also mean to sanctify it, to set it apart. In Judaic law, therefore, it requires us, I and I, to sanctify, to set apart HaShabbat, Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath day, the Sabbath, at its beginning and at its conclusion, with an oral declaration, word, sound, power. The prayer that does so at the start of the Sabbath is Kiddush. The prayer that does so at the conclusion, the fulfillment of the Sabbath, is Havdalah. Havdalah. When Kiddush and Havdalah were first instituted by Ezra and the men of the great assembly, the great Sanhedrin, it was not as independent rituals, but as part of the Amidah prayer, the standing prayer. These have been retained. In the Friday night Amidah, the middle bracha blessing affirms the sanctity, the set-apartness of the day of Yom HaShabbat. This is Kiddush, a passage added to the first of the middle Berkot blessings said in the weekday Amidah, standing prayers, as Yom HaShabbat, as HaShabbat, as the Sabbath ends. It proclaims the separation of the Sabbath from the other days. This passage is Havdalah, is Havdalah. At a later time, when the impoverished Judean, Yehudi, Judahite community became more affluent and wine became plentiful, the sages ruled that Kiddush and Havdalah be said also over a cup of wine, a chalice of wine. As the symbol of joy and celebration and elaboration, wine added significance to an occasion. Therefore, it was reserved for special occasions and for honored guests. And what could be more special than HaShabbat, than the Sabbath and the festival? And the festival. And the festival. And the festival.
I might also point out that pouring wine on the altar was part of the sacrificial ritual in the Heikal, HaHeikal, in the temple. It was at this point in the ceremony that Halloween, that the Levites, the Lewawiyan, sang their songs of praise, of Isis, to HaElohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. The temple service, the Heikal service, may have been influential in the introduction of wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. This is hinted at in the Talmud, in the ancient Timharit, the teaching. Rav links the wine, the kind of wine that may be used for Kiddush, with the kind suitable for HaMizbeach, for the altar. Kiddush, he said, may not be said except over wine that is worthy of being poured on HaMizbeach, being poured on the altar, according to Bava Batra 97a. After much rabbinic debate among the sages and the scholars of HaTorah as to whether Kiddush over wine should be said in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the gathering, the assembly called the synagogue, or at home, the halakhic verdict came down in favor of HaBayit, in favor of the home. Actually, the decision was that it be said only when and where one sits down to eat the Sabbath dinner, the Shabbat dinner. A verse in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah the prophet, is interpreted as support for this ruling. In Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, it reads, "And you shall call the Sabbath a delight." This implies that, quote, where you call the Sabbath, where you call HaShabbat. In other words, in S, that is to say, where you recite Kiddush, there shall be your delight. In S, that is to say, Lemalet, eat and drink. According to Pesachim 101a, Tos, as well as Alpha Yedei, this particular point of reference here. Now, the custom in Babylonia, in Babylon, was also to say Kiddush over wine, over the chalice, the cup, over wine, in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Judaic church, in the synagogue, at the end of the Friday night service. This was due to the frequent presence in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, the synagogue, of wayfarers who would remain to eat and sleep. Synagogues in ancient Babylonia had annexes, serving as community hostels that provided food and lodging to travelers. It was for the benefit of these people that Kiddush was said, according to Pesachim 101a, Tos, referred to the Da'aklu section. And though it was and has remained customary throughout the diaspora for Kiddush to be said in the Knesset, the Mikurab, in the synagogue, one's personal obligation to recite Kiddush or to hear it recited is only fulfilled at the dinner table. It should be noted that the custom of reciting Kiddush at the end of the Friday night Knesset service never arose in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. And so, to this day, Kiddush is not said in the Israeli Knessetot, in the synagogues, on Friday night. At dinner, the recitation of Kiddush not only serves to sanctify the day, set apart the day, but also exalts the spiritual, the religio, the spiritual significance, and the spiritual import of the meal itself. It was the Talmudic sage Rava who noted that on Sabbath day, Yehudi, Judahites, quote, eat and drink, but begin with the words of Torah and praise and Isis of Elohim, according to Megillah 12b. Kiddush provides such a beginning. Rabbi Chaim David Halevi sees a Jewish religious ideal expressed in the link between Kiddush and the meal, namely the fusion, the oneness, the fusion of the spiritual and material, the sacred and the secular. The intense spirituality and deep faith of the sages did not make them disown the material comforts of life or affect their appreciation for the good things in life. Quote, three things expand a man's spirit: a pleasing dwelling, a pleasing wife, pleasing clothing, according to Barakot 57b. Three things expand a man's spirit, a man's irit: a pleasing dwelling, a pleasing wife, pleasing clothing, according to Barakot 57b. The spiritual and material worlds are compatible, even good one for the other. Perfection in this world, to whatever degree this is possible, cannot be attained only through one or the other. The material must be infused with the spiritual. The sacred must be joined to the secular, as the natural wholeness of man consists of both the physical, the physical, and the spiritual. So does the wholeness, holisticness of HaShabbat, the Sabbath. Refer to Mekor Chaim HaShalem 3, 115, pages 76 to 77. This thought underlies, undergirds, underwrites the rule that just as one may not sit down to eat on Friday night without first reciting Kiddush, one may not recite Kiddush without immediately afterward sitting down to eat. A person who, for whatever reason, cannot yet eat may not therefore say Kiddush. Kiddush will have to be delayed until that person is ready to eat. Although Friday evening is the principal time for Kiddush, it may under extenuating circumstances, be said throughout Yom HaShabbat, throughout the Sabbath day. In that case, one omits the introductory passage of Vayikolu, for it relates only to the very end of the sixth day, the very end of the Yom HaShishi, 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 HaShishi. The general rule which exempts woman from observing those mitzvot, those commandments that depend upon a set time does not apply to Kiddush, since the Sabbath rule is that everyone who is duty-bound to observe the prohibitions of the Sabbath must also say Kiddush. Woman are under equal obligation to say it. This being the case, it is halakhically permissible for a woman to recite Kiddush not only on her own behalf or on behalf of other women when there is no male adult male to do so, but also on behalf of males who are present. Reference here to Mekor Chaim HaShalem 3, 114 and 11, Yesodei Yesharun 3, page 209. Now, opinions differ as to whether Kiddush should be said while standing at the dinner table or while seated. The ancient sources are ambiguous on this point. Rabbi Moses Isserles, he reflects on this non-resolution when he writes that, quote, one can stand for Kiddush, but it is better to sit. This clearly implies that both ways are correct. Both practices are, in fact, widespread among Ashkenazic Yehudim. One should follow family tried or tradition or the tradition of one's teachers in this matter. Sephardic tradition calls for standing during Kiddush. This was also the practice of Rabbi Isaac Luria and the Kabbalistic school, whose ways are emulated by many Hasidic groups. The Kabbalistic explanation for standing for these Shabbat Barakot blessings is that HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is compared to a bride, and the bridal Barakot blessings are said while standing. On the other hand, some Ashkenazic scholars ruled that one should sit while saying Kiddush. If the person saying Kiddush is to discharge the ritual obligation of the others in the room, the people present must establish themselves as a group, as a kiviyut, best symbolized by sitting down together. Those whose custom is to stand for Kiddush consider the very act of gathering around the table sufficient in establishing this condition of kiviyut, of a group. While Kiddush is said, it is customary that the two whole chalot, the two chalas, chalot, on the Shabbat, the Sabbath table, remain covered. Covering the challah enables us to reverse the order of the barakot, the blessings, and to first say Kiddush over the wine, the chalice of wine, before the baraka, the blessing for bread, since that serves as the equivalent of removing the bread from the table. This is necessary because a baraka for bread halakhically takes precedent over a baraka, a blessing for wine, for the chalice of wine, since wheat is mentioned ahead of the vine in HaTorah, in John's direction instruction in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8. If wine suitable for Kiddush is not available, or if one may not drink wine, it is permissible to say Kiddush over the two whole loaves of challah. The bracha for bread is then substituted within the Kiddush for that of wine, for that of the chalice of wine. All else remain the same. When Kiddush is said over challah, it is customary to place one's hands on the challah while saying it. Furthermore, according to this reasoning, the challot need not then be covered. Kiddush consists of three parts. One, an introductory passage from Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, called the Vayikolu. Vayikolu, Vayikolu. Second, the bracha for wine, the bracha blessing for the chalice of wine. Thirdly, the bracha, the blessing of sanctification, the bracha of setting the time, sanctifying the time, the eye 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 time,
Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And this portion of here of the service is in honor of the virtuous woman, Proverbs chapter 31, focus verses, verse 10 to verse 31. The man of the house, recite this. Hear, hear, hear.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law. Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, work, praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find? Who can find a virtuous? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Yes, I make that sink in right there. The real Hebrew woman, be liberated. This is the evidence, you know, the lie of misogyny in the Hebrew way. This is the evidence right here. This is one major evidence right here. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. And here, riding up. Got today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon. I'm going to ride up with that royal Amharic and get into the Hebrew. But first, this right here, as we honor, right, the king, even the king of kings, Hashem. We also honor the virtuous woman. Yes, I, Rastafari, and I.
Now, the real man can live without the woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. To his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Strong with the part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had a life career, your empress Omega. The mother of the far-right culture revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without a woman, you know. A person wanna rise, just wanna prove to the man that she wants, you know. There you go, so let's do, you know. Now.
A real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
In my life, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
Yes, yes. Rastafari. Yes, I, Rastafari, Kanamah Hadassalasi, Kanamah, we will let you Georg is perfect example right here, here, here. Virtuous woman in the Hebrew brings us a sense of Eshet or Set or Set. Isis or Set Hail, the woman of Hail, the strong woman, the woman of power. So here, here we praise up the virtuous woman, and today's daily psalm right here, 137, we burn up the bad one, speaking about Babylon. So here, here, today's daily psalm, going to ride up with the psalm right here. Here we have like 20 minutes before we go into the grace period for this TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. Friday.
Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the stone,
against the stone, against
the
stone, against
the stone, against the stone, the truth has overcome the lies, the good news of his majesty in his Christ, and it is vital that we raise our tribal flag, the flag of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda, and reinstill the virtues that we, the lost sheep, had lost. Listen and learn for the very first time in our story the real significance of the colors green, yellow, and red, and the imperial insignia of Yehuda Moa Anbesa, and how the blameless Ethiopians in the east and those enslaved in the west were persecuted, downpressed, degraded, and left in a virtual state of hopelessness and despair, and how after that they were lifted up by the great Negusa Neges, the great King of Kings, Kedamawi Haile Selassie of our story.
Tell them in Hebrew. Let them hear it in Hebrew.
Babylon, where we sat down.
how pleasant it is for I and I brethren to dwell together in unity and love. Love and unity is all the precious ointment upon the head. Go went down to the beard, even I and I beard went under the skirts of my garment. As the dew of Iman, the dew that descended from the holy mountains of Mount Zion. We return the rubber dark from all his blessings to shine upon our eyes. Protection, the sun shall not smite thy by day, now the moon will stand by night. Jah shall not suffer but to be moved, and shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time until that I was. But I give thanks unto Jah continuously. In thy sight, O Jah.
By the rivers of Babylon. Interesting, you know, as we tried in Jah Highway, you know, the sights, the sounds along the way. Here, 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 Uroy, he chanted part of Psalm 121. Now, for the Habarim, no doubt, you know, according to the royal order, the Psalms, we have 121 just prior, right, to today's daily Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, the By the Rivers of Babylon psalm. Now, most ones, you know, we chant that psalm, the first couple of verses that speak about I and I, humiliation, you know, by the rivers of Babylon. But what about the fulfillment of the psalm, the full of the psalm. But here you're here for Ones and Ones in the live stream. We have like 11 minutes. We're going to ride up the world of Hark first and then get into some of the Hebrew study of a very, very important psalm, especially in these days and times.
So, many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
Yes, I, sacred chant for this day, Rastafari. Among the ruins of Jerusalem, among the ruins of I and I, Rastafari, city of peace, Jerusalem, as above, so below. The feelings which move the writer of this psalm will best be overstood if I and I think of him as an exile, recently returned from Babylon. Among the ruins of Jerusalem is to prepare an eye heart for Ethiopia. Ethiopia is as that city, the ruins of Jerusalem, compared to what the King of Kings, the rightful Negus Ethiopia, did for Ethiopia, and the remembrance of the King of Kings in those works, how all that's forgotten. And this psalm right here, it speaks of the feelings which move the writer of this mezmur, this psalm, Psalm 137. Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, psalm, will best be overstood if we think of him and her and them as exiles recently returned out of captivity in the West, recently returned out of Babylon, viewing with horror the havoc wrought in the city which they dearly love, the city which I and I love, the city of Jerusalem. So-called Jewish critics, writing in comfort and security, usually deplore the bitter vindictiveness of the imprecation which ends the psalm. Now those who are not of I and I family, when they check this psalm out as a psalm of David, they don't like the fullness and the ending of what the psalm says. They don't like the fullness of it because they write in comfort and security. They don't know what Black people at home and abroad, Ethiopians at home and abroad, have gone through. They don't know about the African, the Middle Passage, the Holocaust. They don't know about the Holocaust, the American, the Holocaust of the Indian, Native American Indian, and the indigenous people. They don't know about that. They don't know about what happened with the Italian Holocaust in Ethiopia. They don't know about the Holocaust going on now with the genocide, the war with food and famine and AIDS. They don't know about that. So they're writing and they're critiquing I and I liberty, I and I way, in the comfort and security of where them be, you know, in the comfort of Babylon, because they're the Babylonians. And they usually deplore the bitter vindictiveness. He says a bitter vindictiveness of the imprecation of the curse, which ends the psalm. Refugees from the continent, when they return and see how their native city has been turned into masses of rubble, you understand, by the foreigners, you know, the foreigners who have come in and invaded and taken advantage of our helpless and defenseless people while we were off in Babylon, while enough of us off in Babylon living our comfy lives, trying to live in the image of the beast and trying to get more money and prosperity and riches and pride and power and position and all these things that enough of you are caught up on. our beloved city, our beloved country, our beloved continent is being ravaged. So those who know, they will share the mood of this song. And this is what's called the By the Rivers. By the Rivers of Babylon song.
I'm indigenous. What you want to last the idea? Rastafari. Till you wonder any of the hard flesh, the conquering lion. Don't see nothing for the applause of the lion.
No, you're
going to be. So you're going to report to the most Africa.
Ethiopia. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
መዝሙር 136 በቅንፍ 137 በባቢሎን ወንዞች አጠገብ በዚያ ተቀመጥን ጽዮንንም ባሰብናት ጊዜ አለቀስን በአሃያ ዛፎቿ ላይ መሰንቋችንን ሰቀልን የማረኩን በዚያ የዝማሬን ቃል ፈለጉብን የወሰዱንም የጽዮንን ዝማሬ ዘምሩልን አሉ የእግዚአብሔርን ዝማሬ በባዕድ ምድር እንዴት እንዘምራለን ኢየሩሳሌም ሆይ ብረሳሽ ቀኝ ትርሳይ ባላስብሽ ምላሴ በጉሮሮዬ ይጣበቅ ከደስታዬ ሁሉ በላይ ኢየሩሳሌምን ባልወድድ አቤቱ በኢየሩሳሌም ቀን የኤዶምን ልጆች አስብ እስከ መሰረቱ አድረስ አፍርሱ አፍርሱ ያሏት አንቺ ወራዳ የባቢሎን ልጅ ሆይ ስለተበቀልሽን የሚበቀልሽ የተመሰገነ ነው። ህፃናቶችሽን ይዞ በአለት ላይ የሚፈጠፍጣቸው የተመሰገነ ነው።
King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Jah! O our Father, who art in Zion, always be thy name, thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth, always be thy name.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Haru Amlak Mezmur Dawit Metol Salasa Sabat. By the rivers of Babylon. So refugees from the continent, when they return and they see how their native cities have been turned into a mass of rubble, have been torn down. For example, among those who have returned, for example, from the exile with His Majesty, right, and during the fascist, the Italo-fascist invasion, right? You know, or those who had returned from the continent to even Europe and see what happened among after World War II, the same prophetic space and time, right? Or I and I, Rastafari, right? And the faithful children, the Ethiopians, the children of His Majesty, when we see what has gone on even with Ethiopia, even presently, right? So the mood is really important to get the mood and to receive, you know, either one has empathy, right, or perhaps one can have sympathy. But the critics will continue to critique and will continue to criticize. But if it was them, right, if they were to walk in I's shoes, if that were even possible, right, so not all will sympathize, but some can at least empathize, right? You know, some don't have that same feeling or same experience, but at least they can receive, right, the mood and the attitude by the rivers of Babylon. Vesema'ab, Orela, Wemenfeset, Kedus, Haru, Amlak, Mezmur, Dawit, Metol, Salasa, Sabat, the Babylonian Zocha, Tegev, Bezia, Tekemet, Sionim, Ba, Sabanat, Gizeh, Alek, Essin, by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion,
Zion, Zion.
Be Ahaya Zafochwa Lai, Masen Kochachnin, Sekalin. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Ye Marakuna Bezia, Ye Zamarain Kala Fela Gubin, Ye Wesedunim, Sionin, Zamare, Zumrulin, Alun. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us, I and I, required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Ye ekziar harin zamare be ba'ida midar indeed in zamrale. How shall we sing Exiavihar, the sustainer Yahuwah's song, in a strange land? Yerusalem hoy, diresash, enye tirsany, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her cunning. Bala sibish melase begurore yit avik, kadastaye hulu belai Yerusalemin balawadid. If I do not remember thee, may my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Abetu be Jerusalem ken ye edomin li George Asib iska mesaretu adres afersu yaluatin. Remember, O Yahweh. Yahweh, Abetu, our father, his father, O father, Abba of the house, the day of Adam, the children of Adam, remember, O Jah, the children of Adam, in the day of Jerusalem, in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof, who said, demolish it, tear it down, even to the foundation thereof. Anchi, warada, ye Babylon le choi. Silla tebek alishin yemiya bek alish yetemesegnenno. O daughter of Babylon, O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, town destroyed. Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served we. Hitana to chishin yuzo be alet lai yemiya fetefet acho yetemesegnenno. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. And that was the KJV, brothers and sisters. Let's go over the Hebrew, because there's some things that we need to get tight and right, right? By the rivers, right? Double time. And Deganon, 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 Deganon means again. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst thereof, we hanged up our harps. For there they that led us captive asked of us words of song, and our tormentors asked of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing Yahuwah's song? How shall we sing Jah, Rastafari's song in a foreign land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her cunning. May my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I remember thee not, if I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy. Remember, Yahuwah, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, destroy it, downstroy it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, thou art to be downstroyed, destroyed. Happy shall he be that repayeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Kabur le Kalu, Kabur le Dimtsu, Kabur le Hailu. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kabur le Abatachin, le Abinu, Kalamawi, Haila Salase. Glory to our Father, the first power of the Trinity. Be Sime Jesus Christos, Be Hashem Yeshua Ha Moshiach. In the name of our Master in Medicine, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos. Amen. And I'm
here. Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory!
Rastafari.
Glory!
Rastafari.
Glory!
Rastafari.
We get into deeper meaning, deeper meanings here embedded in the psalm. Get to the original, the Hebrew right here. Here's Queen Makeda. Queen Makeda in the English and the Hebrew. She's writing up with the words of today's psalm right here from the Hebrew, Queen Makeda, in a tune called I Am Shem. Hear this. Yes, I.
From the halls of Africa, I am Israel. posterity. For stubborn disobedience and suffered a curse, captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel.
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ኤል ሮኢም El Roim. El Roim. El Roim. El Roim. El Roim.
Father and son. Father and son. Father and son. Father.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, this Negev Zeh Ethiopia, Moa and Bessa, Zein Negev Yehuda. So here. Amidrai, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm
dry. My evil boy, everything takes time.
And here, Mizmur Kof Lamed Zain, Kof Lamed Zain, Psalm 137. Psalm CXX 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 CXX. And here, Mizmur Kof Lamed Zain, Kof Lamed Zain, Psalm 137, Psalm CXXXVII, among the ruins of Yerushalayim, by the rivers of Babylon, Psalm, here, a Midrash, on Psalm 137, Mizmur Kof Lamed Zain. Al Naherot Bavel Shama Yasharinu Kama Bakinu Bezakareinu Etzion. By the rivers of Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, Al Naherot Bavel, Al Naherot Bavel, Babel, Bavel, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Sham, Yashavinu, Sham, there, Yashavinu, we sat down. Gam, Bakinu, yea, we wept. Also, Bakinu, Gam, Bakinu, and also we wept. When we remembered Zion, Bezakreinu, et Zion, when I and I remembered Zion, the Aleph. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Zain, Psalm 137. Rav Yehuda, Judah said in the name of Rav, this psalm, this Mizmor, it proves that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, allowed David to see the destruction of the first temple, and also the destruction of the second temple, the destruction of the first temple for David. For David says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, also we wept, when we remembered Zion, when we remembered Zion, Allah Naherot Bavel, Shamaya Sharinu, Gam Bakinu, Bizakreinu et Zion. The destruction of the second temple, for David says, even here, in the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, remember, O Lord, against the children of Edom, the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Raise it, destroy it, tear it down. Raise it to the ground, raise it even to the foundation thereof. Zikor Yahowah, Livne Edom, Et Yom, Yerushalayim. Ha Omrim, Aru, Ada, Hayasod, Baha. Remember, O Jehovah, Zikor, Yahuwah, against the children of Edom, Livne, Edom, the day of Yerushalayim, Eta Yom, Yerushalayim, who said, Ha Omrim, the sayers, Ha Omrim, Aru, 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 Aru. Lay it bare, strip her, lay it bare. Aru, Aru, lay bare, bare the houses, the inhabitants. Haomrim, Aru, Aru, Ada, Haisod, Baha, even to the foundation. Ad, Haisod, Haisod, even to the Yisod, Haisod, Ad, Haisod, Baha, even to the foundations thereof, even to her foundation, to the foundation in her. Ad, Haisod, Baha. When Jeremiah, when Ermias drew near the river Euphrates, Nebuzaradan lifted up his voice and said to Jeremiah, said to Jeremiah, Ermias, according to Jeremiah 40:4, if it seem good to thee to come with me to Babylon, come. If it seem good to thee, the eye, to come with me to Babylon, come. And the fuller verse here from Jeremiah 40:4. And now, behold, I loose thee this day from the chains that upon thine hand. If it seem good to thee, to the eye, to come with me, come with I into Babylon, come. And I will look well to thee, the eye. But if it seem ill to thee to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land before thee I, whither where it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither they are go. Weata, ne, fiatachetika hayoma, minaha ezikim asher al yadeka, im toba beaineka labo iti vavel, po, we asima eta aine aleka. Im ra'a be'aineka labo iti yavavela chdala. Re'ei kol ha'aretz lefaneka il toba ve'illa ha'yashar be'aineka la leketa shamalik. If it seem good to thee, I, to come with me into Babylon, come. Im tov be'aineka labo iti yavavela. Bo, if it seem good to the eye to come with me into Babylon, come. Im to be'aineka labo iti babel bo. Jeremiah thought the behest over and said, if I go into Babel, Babylon, with the Bnei Yisrael who are going there, those who are left behind in captivity will have no comforter. So Jeremiah withdrew from those who were going into Babel, into Babylon. When the exiles looked and saw that Jeremiah was leaving them, they all moaned loudly, crying out, shouting out, Jeremiah, Robeinu, Jeremiah, our master, Ermias, Memherachin, behold, thou art abandoning us, the I art abandoning I and I. There upon the exiles wept. As it is said even here in Mizmor Kof Lamed Zain, in Psalm 137, the Aleph first verse, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept. Ala Nahirota Bavel, Shama Yashavinu, Kama Bakinu. Jeremiah raised his voice and said, I call heaven and earth to witness that if you had wept but once while you were still in Zion, while you were still in Zion, you would not now be going into exile. There we sat down, yea, we wept. Shama Yashavinu, Gama Bakinu. There we sat down. Gam also Bakinu. And I wept. We wept. Why does Scripture say that it was there we sat down? Sham Yashavinu. Sham Yashavinu. There we sat down. It's to show that from the time the Iowa, the exiles, went forth from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem, until the time the Iowa, they came to the Euphrates, they had not been allowed to sit down. For the Babylonians had said, the God of these people is merciful. If they show signs of wanting to please him, he will turn to them and befriend them. If they do unite and turn, all of them in repentance into Teshuvah, calling upon their Elohim, he will help them. And we, I and I, shall not have availed at all. Therefore, the Babylonians press close upon the exiles, compelling them to hustle along, as it is said, to our very necks we were pursued. We labor and have no rest. In Lamentations 5 and 5, it reads, to our very necks we are pursued. We labor and have no rest.
Al sawareinu nirdafnua yaga'inu loa hunach lanu.
To our very necks we, I and I, were pursued.
Al sawareinu nirdafnua yaga'inu.
We labor,
yaga'inu,
and have no rest.
Lo hunach lanu.
And as is also said in Lamentations, our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the heaven. And our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the heaven. Lamentations chapter 4 verse 19.
Kalim hayu rodefeinu miyanishrei shamayim.
Our pursuers, rodefeinu, were swifter than the eagles of shamayim.
Kalim hayu rodefeinu miyanishrei shamayim.
The eagles of heaven,
nishrei shamayim.
Mi nishrei shamayim. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, also we wept.
Al nahirot bavel, shama ya shavinu, gama bakinu.
What made the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, sit down and weep by the rivers of Babylon?
Rav Yohanan explained,
it was the Euphrates that slew more of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, than the wicked Nebuchadnezzar had slain. While the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were living in the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, they drank only rainwater, running water, or spring water. But when they were exiled to Babylon, they drank from the waters of the Euphrates, and many of them died. And so the exiles wept for the dead whom their enemies had slain, wept for the dead who had perished in the way, and whom the Babylonians had not permitted to be buried, and wept for the dead whom the Euphrates had slain. They had cause to weep even more. They had cause to weep even more, for Nebuchadnezzar was seated in a ship, he and all his nobles and all his princes, and they had with them all kinds of instruments to sing to, as is said even in Isaiah, Isaiah 43 and 14. The Chaldeans in the ships of their singing, the Chaldeans in the ships of their singing. And at the same time, all the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah, who had been put into iron chains, were walking naked along the edge of the river. The wicked, the ratchet Nebuchadnezzar looked up and saw them. He said to his servants, why are such as these walking with their heads held high and without burdens? Have you no burdens to load their necks? Instantly the servants brought scrolls of the Torah, shaped with shaped them into sacks, and shaped them into sacks, filled them with sand, and loaded them upon the shoulders of the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah, until their heads were bowed down. There upon the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah, said of themselves, according to Lamentations 5:5, to our very necks we are pursued. All sawareinu nirdafnu, to our very necks, all sawareinu, we are pursued, nirdafnu. And in that hour, Yisrael hulu, all of Israel, call Yisrael. In that hour, all of Israel moaned loudly until their cry came up to Shemaim. Rav Acha Bar Abba taught, it was at this moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to return the world to chaos, to chaos and emptiness. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, all that I created, I create only for the sake of Yisrael. In the verse from Ezekiel 21:22, it reads, I will also smite my hands together, and I will satisfy my fury. I will also smite my hands together, and I will satisfy my fury. It is as though Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, were saying, the world I created with my two hands alone. As is said even in Isaiah 48:13, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth, and now I shall return it to chaos, to chaos. Rav Alpha Bar Karuya taught, it was at this moment that all the ministering angels came into the presence, the perception, to the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and said to him, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, the universe, all of it, and all that is in it is thine. Is it not sad enough for thee, for the eye, that thou hast already destroyed HaHekal, the temple, thy dwelling place on earth? Must the eye also destroy thy dwelling place in Shemaim? Ha Elohim replied, do I need your comforting? I know the beginning, and I know the end, as is said in Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I am He, Ana Hu. Therefore said I, in verse 22:4, therefore said I, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort me. Labor not to comfort I. Look away from I. I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort I. The verse does not say, as in usual discourse, comfort me no more, but says, labor not, employing an unusual verb, Hebrew verb, that signifies that HaElohim, the true good, the true God, said to the ministering angels, these words of comfort wherewith you would console me are as blasphemies to me, are as blasphemies to I. Here we have in the Midrash, labor and blasphemy, rendering ta'itzu, labor, as if read, tin atzu, blaspheme not in order to comfort me. So instead of reading as labor, ta'itzu, labor, when read as tin'atzu, blaspheme, the reading would be, blaspheme not in order to comfort me. Go down out of my presence, my perception, my face, and lift the burden of the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah. Instantly, the ministering angels went down and lifted the burden from the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah. And not only the ministering angels, the angels, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, lifted the burdens from the kings of Yehuda. For it is said, even in Isaiah 43:14, for your sake I have reached out to Babel, to Babylon. As all the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons, the children of Israel, were going into exile, the people of Beri, the people of Beri, the children of Beri were of the tribe of Asher, of the family of Beri, mentioned in 1 Chronicles 7 and 36. The people of Beri and the people of nearby provinces came out toward them and saw that they were naked, that they were naked. What did the people of Beri do? They unclothed their manservants and their maidservants and brought them as a gift to Nebuchadnezzar, saying, apparently thou art a king who desires that people go naked, that people go naked. Nebuchadnezzar said, go and clothe the Bnei Yisrael and clothe the Israelites, the sons, the children of Israel. What was the reward of the people of Beri? HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread more comeliness among them than among all the other people of the Eretz Yisrael, of the land of Israel. They became the most comely, itiful, beautiful of people. It is said that when a man comes among the people of Beri, he does not wish to leave without committing a sin of the body. What is meant by the word gam? Gam. Even here in today's daily psalm, gam, 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 gam. Also, in the sentence, also we wept. Gam, bakinu, gam, bakinu, bakinu, I and I wept. Gam, also. Translated in the KJV, another version as yea, we wept. But the Hebrew is gam, bakinu, also we wept. That the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, by their weeping, cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu also to weep. Swiften, 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 Swiften.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
By the rivers of Babylon, we hanged our harps, 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 our harps. By the rivers of Babylon, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. Hear, hear, hear. Verses 1 to 3 of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof. Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137. Al Nahirot Babel, Sham Ya Shavinu, Kama Bekinu, K Zakreinu et Zion, Al Iravim Bitokaha, Talinu, Kiano Roteinu, Ki Sham She A lunu, kisham, shelunu, shoveinu, divrei shir, for there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. For there, kisham,
they that led us captive, they that led us captive, ask of I and I words of song. Kisham she'elunu shobeinu divri shir, ask of us words of song. Nebuchadnezzar asked the Bnei Yisrael, why do you sit and weep? And he called the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, and said, get yourselves ready. I desire that while we are eating and drinking, you stand up and strike your harps before me as you used to strike them before your God. Halloween, the Lewi and the Levites looked at one another and said, is it not grievous enough for us that we brought about the destruction of Hekalo, of his temple? Must we now stand to strike up a song for the pleasure of this dwarf? Rav Yitzhak Bar Tavla used to say, what parable, what mashal, what misale, what parable, what proverb, what parable fits here? What mashal fits here? The mashal, the parable, the proverb, the mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, who had married a princess. He said to her, rise and serve me a cup. Rise and serve I a chalice. But she was loath to serve him the cup, the chalice. And HaMelech and the king, the negus, became angry with her and put her out of his house. Thereupon, she went and married a man who was stricken with boils. And he said to her, rise and serve me a cup. Rise and serve I a chalice. She replied, thou good for nothing. I am a princess of royal blood, and I was married to a king, to a melech, to a negus. But when he said to me, serve me a cup, serve I a chalice, I would not serve it to him. And he became angry with me and put me out of Beito and put me out of his house. Had I been willing to serve him the cup, the chalice, I would now be adding honor to the honor I already had. And thou and the I darest say to me, darest say to I, rise and serve me a cup? Rise and serve I a chalice? So all the Levites, all Halloween, stood up and with great self-command put their thumbs into their mouths and mangled them. Note that when the Babylonians said, sing us one of the songs of Zion, sing us Shiru Lanu, Mi Shir Sion, sing us, sing for I and I, Shiru Lanu, one of the songs of Zion, Mi Shir Sion, Halloween, the Levites did not reply, we shall not sing. They didn't reply, we shall not sing, but how shall we sing? How shall we sing? Ike, Nashir, how shall we sing? Ike, Nashir? And then, showing their thumbs, said, we were manacled, and our thumbs are crushed. And scripture tells I and I that Ezra said, I gather them together to the river that runneth to Ahava. And I viewed the people and found there none of the sons of Lewi, none of the sons of Levi in Ezra 8 and 15. Actually, they were there. What Ezra meant was that they could not strike their harps. And how do we know that they were there? Because these Lewim, these Levites, exiled from the land, are spoken of as having returned. For we know, according to Ezra chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 12, where it reads, Halloween, for we are told that the Levites, Halloween, that were come out of the captivity into Yerushalayim, into Jerusalem, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, who were ancient men that had seen the first house wept with a loud voice. With Rabbi, me ha-kohanim, with Halloween, with Rashi ha-avota ha-zikanim, Asher Rao, et ha-baita ha-rishon, be-yasdo ze ha-baita be-aynehem, bokim, be-kol gadol, with Rabim ha-biyat ru'a, be-simcha le-harim kol. Hear, hear, hear. Ezra chapter 3, verse 12. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, Rashi, Avot, who were ancient, Zikanim, were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many shouted, B'teruah, aloud for joy. Many of the priests and Levites, chief of the fathers, the patriarchs, who were ancient men, with Rabbi Meir HaKohanim, with Halloween, with Rashi HaBota HaZikanim, Asherau, Et HaBayit HaRishon, B'Yasdo, Zeh, Habayita be'aynehem bokim, they wept bokim b'kola gadola with a loud voice. When Nebuchadnezzar found out what Halloween had done, he rose up and in slaughter of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, he heaped multitudes upon multitudes. Nevertheless, though many of them were slain, there was gladness among Halloween because they had not sung for the pleasure of an alien god. As it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137, here at the Gimel, at the third verse, the Gamel verse, it reads, for though they had laid us on heaps, there was gladness. For though they had laid us on heaps, there was gladness. Ve'tolaleinu simcha. And our tormentors ask us for joy, ask us mirth. Or that verse there may be read, Ve'tolaleinu simcha. For though they laid us on heaps, there was gladness, simcha, mirth, simcha. In that hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, swore to Israel, you showed such self-command and mangled the fingers of your right hand, and I, too, restraining myself against the enemy, have had it said of I, even in Eich, Lamentations 2 and 3, where it reads, he hath withdrawn his right hand from before the enemy. Heshiv achora yimino mipnei oyei. He hath drawn back his right hand. Heshiv achora yimino from before the enemy. Mipnei oyei. But my right hand is not wholly, completely withdrawn. I shall remember you, as it is said even here, in the Hay verse, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137 and 5. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I forget thee, O Yerushalayim, make my right hand forget her cunning. Im eshekachek Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini. If I forget thee, I. Im eshekachek, speaking to she, Yerushalayim. Im eshekachek Yerushalayim. If I forget thee, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, make my right hand forget her cunning. Tishkach yemini. Tishkach Yamini, make my right hand forget her cunning. It is taught, if a man covers Beto, his house, with plaster, he must leave a small space uncovered as a mourning reminder of Yerushalayim. If a man prepares all that goes with a feast, a chag, he must leave out some small thing as a reminder of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. If a woman is adorning herself, she must leave off some small thing as a reminder of Yerushalayim. For it is said, if I forget thee, eshekachek, O Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, let my right hand forget her cunning. Tishakach yimini. After her hekal, the temple was destroyed, the number of ascetics, monks and ascetics, by Tawiya, increased in Israel. They ate no meat and drank no wine. Rav Joshua met with them and said, my children, why do you not eat meat, and why do you not drink wine? They replied, how can I not eat meat, seeing that it would have been offered daily as a sacrifice upon the altar, upon HaMizbeach, that no longer stands? How can we drink wine, seeing that it would have been poured daily as a libation, nesek, drink off as a libation, upon the altar, upon the Mizbeach, that no longer stands? Thereupon Rav Yehoshua, Joshua answered, according to you, then, we ought not eat figs or grapes, because the first fruits of these would have been brought as an offering. And we ought not eat bread, because two loaves of it would have been brought as an offering. And on every Sabbath, and every Shabbat, show bread would have been brought. And we ought not drink water, because libations of it would have been poured as offerings on the feast of tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot. The ascetics were silent. And Rav Yehoshua, Joshua went on, to mourn, not at all, not at all, is impossible, not possible. To mourn, not at all, is impossible. To mourn too much is also impossible, not possible. Now here in the Midrash for Mizmor, Psalm of Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137, literally here the context of impossible, the sense literally is the curse, which is taken here by the commentator to mean a solemn oath that the people, Ha'am, Jah people, took to give tithes and heave offerings, the sense of to mourn not at all is impossible. To mourn too much is also impossible, not possible. Thus, like this, it was the opinion of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, that a prohibition ought not be imposed unless the majority of the community is capable of enduring it. What verses may be cited in support of Rav Yehoshua? According to Rav Ada Bar Rahaba, these ye say, according to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 9, ye y'all say, wherein have we robbed thee? Wherein have we robbed thee, I, in tithes and heave offerings, teruma, though ye y'all are bound by a solemn oath, yet y'all rob me, yet ye rob I, even this whole nation. The words, even this whole nation, show that only if the whole nation accepts a prohibition does it stand. Otherwise, it does not. In accordance with this opinion, the sages taught, if a man is covering Beito, his house, with plaster, he must leave a small space uncovered. How much of a space? Rav Joseph said, the square of a cubit. Rav Chista said, the uncovered space should be conspicuously adjacent to the entrance of Habait, of the house. And if a man is preparing all that goes with a feast, a chag, he must leave out some small thing. What should it be? Rav Papa said, it should be a relish of fish cakes. And if a woman is adorning herself, she must omit some small thing. And what should it be? Rav said, she should omit the removal of hair from her temples. That is to say, according to the Midrash notes, its removal was considered a mark of feminine elegance. Its removal was considered a mark of feminine elegance. But all this is to say, as it is said, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Im eshekachek Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini. If I set not Jerusalem, upon my chiefest joy. Im lo aile eta Yerushalayim al rosh simachati. If I set not Jerusalem, im lo aile eta Yerushalayim above my chiefest joy. Al rosh simachati. Simchati. What is implied by the words upon my chiefest joy? What is implied by the words al rosh simchati? Al rosh simchati. They imply that ashes are to be set upon a bridegroom's head, a bridegroom's rosh. Rav Papa asked Abaye, upon what part of harosh, the head, should the ashes be put? Abaye replied, where the tefillin is put. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 61 and 3, to bring good tidings to them that mourn in Zion, to them that mourn in Zion, to put a garland upon them instead of ashes. Here in the notes of Pe'er, garland is taken to refer to the tefillin of the rosh, of the head, on the basis of the verse in Ezekiel 24 and 17, bind thy head tire, Pe'er, the Pe'er, upon the eye. Rav Dosa taught the verse, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Im eshekacheka Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Means that if Jerusalem is forgotten, if she is forgotten, never again will miracles be performed. Rav Zaera taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lewi, Simon ben Levi, you find that when Hagoyim, the nations, nationalities, national community came into Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, because of Israel's sins, uckeries, they seized the mighty men of Israel, of Israel, and bound their hands behind their backs. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, according to the words of Psalm 91, Hebraically verse 15, I will be with him in trouble, as if to say, when my children are seized by trouble, can I just look on? Thereupon, if one dear speaks thus, like this, God put his right hand behind his back in the presence of the enemy. Hear, even as the words from Ike, called Lamentations. Ike, Lamentations 2 and 3, that reads, he hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand before the enemy. He hath withdrawn his right hand before the enemy. God put his right hand behind his back in the presence of the enemy. But at the end, Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim, will again make his right hand visible. Literally, will again make them, the miracles done with his right hand, visible. Will again make his right hand visible. For he said to Daniel in Daniel 12 and 13, go thou thy way till the end be. Go thou thy way till the end be. Daniel asked, to give an account of myself? Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true God said, thou shalt rest. Daniel asked, rest forever? Elohim said, thou shalt arise. Daniel asked, Ribon Shela Ha'olami, master of the universe, with whom? With the righteous or with the wicked? Elohim said, in thy lot, with righteous men, tzadikim, like thyself, kamoka. Daniel asked, when? Elohim said, at the end of Yamin. At the end of Yamin. Daniel asked, at the end of Yamin, days, or at the end of Yamin, the right hand? Daniel asked, at the end of Yamin, days, or at the end of Yamin, the right hand? Elohim said, at the end of my right hands, being bound behind my back. At the end of my right hands, being bound behind my back. By this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to tell Daniel, I have set an end to the time that my right hand shall be bound. As long as my children are bound in slavery, in captivity, in slavery, as long as my children are bound in slavery, my right hand shall be bound with them. When I deliver my children, I shall deliver Yamin, my right hand, Yamini. David had this in mind when he said in Psalm 60, Hebraically verse 7, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save for thy right hand's sake, and answer me, and answer I. Lema'ana yechalzuna yedideka, that thy beloved yedideka may be delivered, I live it. Lema'ana yechalzuna yedideka, hoshia yemineka we'neni, save, hoshia, with thy right hand, hoshia yemineka, and answer me, and answer I. We'neni. That is Ribon Shela Ha'olamim, master of the universe, save Israel, save Yisrael, for the sake of Yedideka, the I beloved, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But as long as Israel, Yisrael, have no merit, save them for thy right hand's sake, and answer me, and answer I, Hoshi'ah, Yemineka, we'neni, we'nenu, we'neni, and answer I, and answer I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, I shall save them, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 52 and 10. The Lord hath made visible His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God, shall see the Yeshua of Eloheinu. And also, it is written in Psalm 98 and 1, His right hand and His holy arm have gotten Him the victory, Hoshi'ah la'u yimino uzero'ah kadisho, His right hand. His right hand and His holy arm hath wrought salvation for Him. Hoshi'ah lo, getting Him the victory. Hoshi'ah lo, hath wrought salvation for Him. Hoshi'ah lo, yemino, His right hand, uwa zeroah kadisho, and His zeroah, His arm, Kadesho, His holy arm. Remember, O Lord, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem. Hear the Zion verse. Zekorah Yahuwah Livne Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim. Remember, O Jehovah, against the children of Edom, the children of Edom, the day of Yerushalayim. The Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons, the children of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 25 and 17, Ribon Shel HaOlami, master of the universe, thou didst tell I, remember, remember, Zikor, remember. But of I and I, forgetfulness is to be expected of us. Do thou, the I, remember, since there can be no forgetfulness before the throne of thy, of the I, glory. Here, we also have, remember what Amalek, remember what Amalek did to the I. Amalek was the son of Edom. We have Genesis chapter 36, verses 9 and 12, and is accordingly linked with the children of Edom, the children of Edom. The children of Edom said, Aru, even to the foundation thereof. Ha'omrim, Aru, Ad Hayesod, Baha. The children of Edom, the B'nai Edom, said, Aru. Rav Abba Bar Kahana took Aru to mean raise it, like to raise something down, to burn something down. Raise it, as in the verse, the broad walls of Babylon shall be raised. Ar-er in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 51:58. But Rav Levi said, Aru, means empty it, as in the verse from Bereshit, Genesis 24 and 20. And she hastened and emptied te'ar, her pitcher into the trough. Remember, O Lord, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem. Zikor Yahuwah libnei Edom et yom Yerushalayim. When will this be? When the foundations of Edom are rooted up. When the foundation of Edom are, that is, after the destruction of Yerushalayim, the destruction of Jerusalem, its iniquity will have been expiated. And Edom will be due for its day of reckoning. And Edom is due for its day of reckoning. So when will this be? That Jehovah will remember against Edom, the day of Yerushalayim. Zekor Yahuwah libnei Edom et yom Yerushalayim. When will this be? When the foundations of Edom are rooted up. Who said, Ha'omrim aru, adahai sod baha. Who said, raise it, empty it, lay it bare, strip it, lay it bare, raise it, even to the foundation, to the yisod, ha'yisod, ad ha'yisod baha. Rav Eliezer was asked, Eliza was asked, are the later generations worthy than the early generations? He replied, what befell Ha-Hekal, the temple, the shrine, because of your conduct, gives the answer. Your forefathers brought it about that Ha-Hekal roof was broken away, as it is said even in Isaiah, Isaiah 22 and 8, and the covering of Yehuda was laid bare. But I brought it about that the very walls were laid bare, as it says, raise it, even to the foundation thereof, aru, adahayasod baha. Thus, you learn that when a generation in whose days, hahekal, the temple is not rebuilt, goes by, it is reckoned against the generation as if they had destroyed, hahekal, the temple. Why is it reckoned so? Because the generation did not repent, did not do teshuva, repent, have a change of mind. Rav Leonati inquired of Rav Jonah, it is understandable that a priest's daughter who marries an Israelite commoner and has a child by him is not permitted, even if her husband dies, to eat teruma again. So here, the teruma is the priest's share of the crop. What is the teruma? The teruma is the priest's share of the crop, the teruma. So here, that a priest's daughter, it's understandable that a priest's daughter who marries a rank and file Israelite and has a child by him is not permitted, even if her husband dies, to eat teruma again, the priest's portion. But an Israelite's daughter who marries a priest and has a child by him is entitled, even after her husband's death, to eat teruma, to eat the priest's portion, the teruma. The question is, if she remarry an Israelite this time, have a child by him, and then be widowed again, should she not be permitted to resume the eating of teruma? Teruma. Now, the words from Vayikra, Leviticus 22 and 11, but if a priest by any soul, are interpreted to mean that a priest's Israelite wife may eat teruma even after his death, provided that she had a child by him. If, however, she then marries an Israelite, this privilege ceases. So Rav Leonti, his query represents a special case. The reply, no. Question to the question, should she not be permitted to resume the eating of teruma? In this case, no. Rav Jonah replied for Rav Ze'era, and Rav Anan taught in the name of Rab. What is the full implication of the phrase in Leviticus 22 and 12? A priest's daughter. It means that she continues with the priestly way of life. Hence, when scripture speaks of the daughter of Babylon, even here in today's daily psalm, here at the 8th verse, Bat Babel, daughter of Babylon. Does the phrase mean that Eden was actually the daughter of Babylon, actually Bat Babel? No. It means that Eden continued doing the very things Babylon had done.